This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Hello. Uh-oh. The world is coming to an end.
No.
Your microphone is broken.
Hold on.
Move on. We have faith. I'll do my best Taryn Daly impression. Oh, Danny's mic's not working either.
Good morning, Rockaholics. I'm Taryn Daly.
Oh, wow. You sounded great.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I just need to, like, yell a little bit more and make my voice a little more raspy.
A little more throaty.
Yeah, a little more throaty.
By the way, show of hands, whoever is going out on St. Patrick's Day when it falls on a weekday anymore?
Oh, no.
Was it just you?
No, I didn't go.
Oh. I was like, you had your hand up. I'm like, are you serious?
It was a Monday night. No, I did not. But, you know, remember when you were like in your 20s and you just look forward to it so much and you'd be very hungover the day after St. Patrick's Day? You just go out drinking the whole day. I'm so glad I'm in my 40s and I don't do that anymore.
I was going to say, remember when I was 20s? I mean, now it's like you have a kid, you have a job. It's like there's no chance I'm going to go out on a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm feeling great today. 0% hungover.
Okay, good.
Glad everybody else is too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it time to inform the Rockaholics?
Let's go.
Let us do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. Well, I'll just play the song, and I think you guys will be able to figure out what day today is.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
It will forever blow my mind that this song was kind of a hit.
Like I loved this song.
Any of the Adam Sandler songs just kind of blow my mind that they were that popular.
Oh, yeah. So we're having Sloppy Joe's today?
I don't know.
Do they do a good plant-based Sloppy Joe anywhere, Steve?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they do. It's not that hard. You just replace, like, beef crumbles with, like, you know, one of those plant-based substitutes. But today, it's ballet day. That means...
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. Every week, it's Chipotle day. I don't know.
Do they give you, like, a punch card?
Dude, they now know our order. It's gotten that bad.
Do they know your names yet?
No.
I can't wait for.
But a couple of the people that work there are always fired up to see Tatum. Because Tatum walks in like she's just, like, this is the greatest place ever. Like, she's just walked into the Queen's Castle.
Just slams her purse down on the counter and says, give me the regular.
hasn't gotten to that point yet. But she'll walk in. She needs to jump on, like, the little seats. She walks around. She's just like, we're in Chipotle. And I think for the employees, they're like, well, somebody's excited to be here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they know her order, which I'm like, okay, it's bad enough that there's, like, 17 coffee stands that know our order. But now the Chipotle people know what we're getting every week.
You guys are well known.
Yeah, we're very popular in Puyallup, at least when we're buying things from people. Oh, man, speaking of money. How about the Seattle Seahawks? Word just came out about this three-year, $100.5 million contract with Sam Darnold, the new quarterback. Now, we know about that. We've known about it for about a week. But now it's been broken down to exactly what it means. And it just shows how much of a, I'd say, a genius John Schneider is. I mean, this deal is, in actuality, is really just a one-year, $37.5 million deal. It's a prove-it deal. And if he does great, then cool, they'll sign him for the next couple of years or maybe even more, who knows. But here's Mike Florio and Chris Sims from NBC's NFL on NBC kind of explaining the deal in better detail.
It's 1 year, $37.5 million. They can get out of it after that. Now, they'd have to cut him right after the Super Bowl, like the Raiders did with Derek Carr. And usually it's considered bad form to not honor a full guarantee that converts after the Super Bowl. But the Raiders did it with Derek Carr and nobody said boo. The Seahawks, if this is a disaster, they can get out of it right after the Super Bowl, $37.5 million. If he's healthy, which means, Chris, if it's not going well, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get put in bubble wrap at the end of the season.
And we checked with Sam Darnold to see how he felt about this, and he had this to say. Okay, thank you, Sam.
Also from the wild world of sports, the NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket is all set and ready to go. The first four games are being played today and tomorrow. Then there will be more on Thursday and Friday. What's really cool, Climate Pledge Arena is hosting the first and second rounds of the 2025 NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Question for you guys. Did anyone know? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people knew. Maybe I'm just the dummy. Did you guys know that the NCAA tournament's coming here to Climate Pledge?
I did not know until yesterday.
You didn't know either, Danny. No.
I saw Ted Smith was shopping for Maryland tickets because Maryland's going to be in town and he's a big Terps guy.
Yeah.
That's the only... I was yesterday years old when I learned that. How did they, like, not tell us?
I'm sure they told a lot of people because tickets are pretty expensive.
We just weren't listening.
We weren't paying attention. That just shows how... I mean... I know Danny sent us a link to fill out our bracket, so now I've got that to do today.
More work.
I got to do it before the game start.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So tickets are going to range between $60 to $877. We should get the expensive ones.
We should just not. It would be kind of fun, I think, like as a sports bucket list, to be able to say that you've gone to an NCAA basketball tournament game. I would imagine, though, like Sweet 16, Final Four, that'd be a lot more exciting. But still, to be able to say that you've gone to one of those, I think that'd be pretty cool to put, like, to check off of your bucket
list.
If you're just a sports fan in general. Now, if you're a music fan, we have some more information about what's going on with Ozzy Osbourne's final concert, which is happening July 5th over in Birmingham, England. Zakk Wylde, former guitarist with Ozzy, also, you know, a legend in his own right, great guitarist. He's given some more information. He says that all the bands that are on this show, which is pretty much every single metal band that you know, metal or hard rock, if you know the band, they're probably playing this show. It's a who's who of bands from Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Guns N' Roses, Tool, Alice in Chains, Anthrax, Mastodon. But he says that all the bands will be playing at least one Black Sabbath song.
So cool.
Which is a great tribute to Ozzy. That'll be a lot of fun to check out and see which ones they're going to pick. I'd imagine we'd have a couple of duplicates throughout the day. I don't know. Who knows? Now, Ozzy's going to be there. They don't know if he's going to do much as far as like a full set. I mean, he said he's had some, you know, health issues, so we'll see what happens with that. But Zakk actually said that he's hoping that this will inspire Ozzy to fire up the machine again and do another tour. To which I'm like, Zakk, are we not paying attention to what's going on with Ozzy?
Also, don't you care about your friend a little bit? I don't think you should be doing that.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees, going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to be the reason why a sporting event or a concert or anything like that would be held up for some reason. But this did happen for one celebrity because he got sick and it ended up delaying an NBA game. We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Knicks were playing the Heat at Madison Square Garden when the game had to be delayed for about 10 minutes because Tracy Morgan, the comedian, was there, and it appeared that he vomited courtside.
Oh, it didn't appear. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It looked like an alien came out of him.
And not only that.
It was one of those, like, if you saw it in a movie, you'd be like, that is the most unbelievable reenactment of somebody hurling that I've ever seen. It was just like...
And he was having a nosebleed issue. He ended up having to leave on a wheelchair.
I hope he's going to be okay because I know he's had some health issues in the past.
For sure. So, you know, I do want to say, though, that the Knicks did go on to win. So they were obviously, you know, playing with him in mind, I think.
Oh, so now he's the good luck charm. And so in order for... Tracy, what are you doing?
I mean, in a place that big with that much of an audience, that's a pretty awful place to throw up publicly.
Yeah, especially when you're somebody that people know who you are. So the next thing you know, all over social media, there's just plenty of videos and pictures. And also, I'm sure the last thing he wants to have is video of him being put into a wheelchair, having to be wheeled out, looking like he's just not doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, rough time.
That's kind of like... I don't know if you've ever had that kind of a situation happen to you where all of a sudden it's like all eyes are on you, but not for a fun reason. It's very embarrassing.
Are you talking about all the times you've passed out over the years?
Yes. There have been a few times where it's just like, you know, I wake up and I come through. One time at a radio convention and I passed out at the bar. It was a cigar bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, it was so...
The fumes probably got you.
It was hot, the smoke. I was in a conversation with somebody that was just like sucking the life out of me to the point where I felt like I was going to pass out. And in the back of my mind, I said, just pass out. You'll get out of this conversation.
Stop. Worth it.
Right. So then I just kind of collapsed. I'd land on like some very well-respected radio industry guy. Miss hitting the pool table by maybe 2 inches.
Oh my God.
I don't remember this because I passed out, but people were telling me, like, dude, we thought for sure you were dead. And then I'm out and then my eyes start opening up and then there's just like a crowd of people around me. And my first thought was, why are all these people in my bedroom? Like, what? How did I get into the hotel? And why are they all standing over me?
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when I realized that I've completely shut down this bar for a second.
They're like, everybody out.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's so embarrassing.
I mean, so that's happened to you many, many times. But was that the worst?
You know, I mean, that was bad. I think the one that I still kind of am bummed about, no control over it, was when I was wrestling at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. And I took a crossbody, which is when someone jumps off the top rope, they land on you. But the way I landed, I land on my butt first, and I whiplash back and hit the back of my head on the ring, on the mat. And I instantly, I still don't remember what happened. Like, I mean, it was, I even went to the doctor to check it out, you know, because I was like, I don't have any concussion symptoms, but I know I got a concussion. And I told him what happened, like, oh, you had temporary amnesia or something along those lines.
Gosh.
But I mean, that one kind of bummed me out because then everything kind of stops and this entertainment all of a sudden gets very serious and it freaks some people out. And that's the last thing I want to do. And I guess while I was out, I'm still trying to get into the ring because I was awake. I was just out. And I'm like, I'm good. They're like, no, you aren't. No, you're not good. We need to take you into the back.
Let's have a seat, sir. Right. Oh my gosh, and you're a hot mess.
I know, sometimes I feel that way. So then the EMTs are in there. Oh, they're asking all these questions, like those concussion protocol type questions. Like, what month is it? And I'm like, I don't know. Who's the president? I'm not sure. And like, I was aware. And like, they got that. I'm like, can you give me like maybe 45 seconds to a minute? Just because I'm like kind of, I'm in a weird, like, you know, hazy state, like where I'm like looking around, like, where am I? What just happened? I needed to kind of like get my bearings. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, I get it. They have to ask these questions to make sure. But it was just one of those ones where I'm just like, man, that sucks. Like everything just got shut down for a second.
So wait, you played Beat Migs after you almost passed out?
Oh, hell yeah, brother. 10 out of 10.
What late 60s year?
I know. 1969. He's fine. He's clearly, his brain is still just as juvenile and stupid as it was when he didn't have a concussion.
Tracy Morgan delayed the Knicks game.
Have you ever delayed anything?
Oh, I mean, I guess a talent show one time. I blew my knee out during a talent show. Yeah. Like, I finished.
How bad?
I mean, I dislocated my knee. It was really bad. I had to go to the hospital afterwards. My parents had to take me to the ER afterwards. It was really bad. But at the time, I'm like, the show must go on. So I stood up and finished my stupid little dance with my friends and then collapsed backstage. And everyone's like, oh, what is happening? It was crazy. But, you know, good news. I got the surgery 20 years later and now I'm fine.
Are you going to sell this story to Disney? Because it sounds like a story of human triumph.
Oh, my God.
I got back up and I finished my performance.
You know what? I was playing Danny Zuko in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
And we were right in the middle of Greece Lightning, and I was killing it until my knee blew out.
Yeah, you can't stop.
You gotta get, the show must go on.
That's how the T-Birds would want it.
That's exactly how they would want it. So based on Tracy Morgan having his vomit situation at Madison Square Garden and having the Knicks game delayed, and Steve Miggs delaying some wrestling, and me delaying some talent show of, you know, yesteryear. What is that story for you, Rockaholics? When did you hold everything up? Maybe it was an embarrassing moment, just really bad timing. When did everything come to a halt? And it was all because of you. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
For whatever reason, when did you hold everything up? Maybe it was an embarrassing moment you had or some really bad timing on your part. When did you bring everything to a halt? And the number to call to tell your story is 206-803-ROCK. Now, I'm very excited. We're going to chat with Rob from Kirkland in just a second. He caused some major chaos in the delivery room, Steve Miggs.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this story.
But Chris from Smoky Point, what happened during your wrestling match in your junior year?
So back in 2007, I was, it was my junior year of high school, and I was in wrestling. My dad was in wrestling. My brother was in wrestling. It was just, it's a family thing, right? And, well, I wasn't the best at it, but I was always just way stronger than everybody. Uh-huh. So it worked out in my favor. So it was, 2007, I think it was in September, and I was playing a tournament, and I got chosen to play one of the better people in my weight class because one of our other guys that we knew was trying to go to state was going to go up against him after I did.
Okay. So, then what happened?
So he was on his back. He had his arm planted behind him, and he was stopped making fit into the mat. Well, I told him to move his arm, and he didn't. So I yanked him to the mat, and it snapped his arm in half.
Oh, come on. Was it just, like, dangling?
Oh, he went limp and started screaming and yelling, and I didn't know what had happened at first. You know, I just gave him a yank to the mat, and then the ref ran over and, like, grabbed my arm and raised my arm up, like, and just say I won. And then, like, they had to call 911. The ambulance came to, like, put his arm in somewhat of a cast right there on the spot.
I guess now as a parent, all I'm thinking is, like, how awful is that to see your kid's arm?
God.
I mean, at least he won the match. That's all that matters.
They signaled he was the big winner.
Raised his arm to rub it into the other guy. Look what we could do to this guy's arm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Rob in Kirkland, tell us about what happened in the delivery room.
All right. It was my second daughter. And I have a tendency to get a little lightheaded when it comes to medical situations.
Okay.
And so my wife was in the middle of a C-section, and I had the camera ready for the shot of the new our new baby. And everything got warm, and next thing I hear is father down in OR1.
Oh, no.
You passed out.
I hit the floor like a ton of bricks, and they said they were wondering if I had a concussion. They were giving me juice, and my wife is still mad at me for it.
Oh, oh no! How to steal her thunder?
Rob, that's one of my that was my biggest fear when my wife was pregnant and we were having Tatum. I was like, I don't know if I want to watch any of it because I kind of get the same way. Like, I'll get lightheaded and then I'm out like a light. And I'm glad like I didn't, but that was like a huge fear of mine.
Oh, for sure. 206-803-ROCK, when did you bring everything to a halt? Chuck from Mill Creek, you were a basketball ref. What happened?
I am. I was sprinting down the court on a fast break, and there was a collision, and I blow my whistle, and I try to stop really fast, and my right foot kept sliding all the way out, and I basically did the splits, and I'm not a flexible human being.
I hear you.
And my hip like was hurting for about a week, but I was down on the floor like wondering what the heck had happened.
Did you pull a groin or anything like that?
I didn't pull. No, there wasn't any pulls. Luckily, I was able to finish the game.
Can you now do splits?
God no.
Ouch!
That's got to be crappy though if you're a ref. Because you don't really want to be like the focal point.
Oh, yeah.
So now all of a sudden all eyes are on you and everyone's tending to you as opposed to one of the players. Yeah.
Oh.
Look, there was one text I just love to share. This one person said, my ex was an alcoholic. One time we were at Great Wolf Lodge with our kids. She got so drunk, she puked in the wave pool. They had to remove every single person from the pool to close it and then sanitize it.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully she doesn't drink anymore.
I hope that's like a rock bottom moment. Like, I just shut down a kid's pool because of my behavior.
Rockaholics, how would you like to shut down Steve Miggs?
Don't.
He has a current record of 76 wins, 40 losses, and 20 ties in 2025. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
KISW presents Linkin Park From Zero. The world tour is going to be coming to Climate Pledge Arena on September 24th. And all week long, Steve Miggs, we have code words to give out.
We've got tickets to give you.
And the very next code word today is going to be coming after Beat Miggs at 7:50. You can get all the contest details at KISW.com.